Two American civilians were also killed in Iraq last week. One of them was Fern Holland. She, another American, and an Iraqi translator were killed by gunmen wearing Iraqi police uniforms. Holland was working for the Coalition Provisional Authority. She helped draft some of the women's rights provisions of Iraq's new interim constitution. Before Fern Holland went to Iraq, she worked at the Washington, D.C. law firm Woodley McGillivray. A colleague at that firm, Molly Elkin, says she wasn't surprised when her friend went to Iraq.
I think what made her leave is something that ultimately killed her. I mean, we couldn't keep her down on the farm. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, we were as close as you can get to like being able to wear the white hat when you're practicing law. We represent unions, we represent workers, you know, people who need our help. But obviously they didn't need our help as much as the Iraqi women that she went to help. Or, you know, when she was with us, she went to Africa twice, to Guinea. There were these allegations in these refugee camps that these workers were sexually abusing the women refugees. You know, in exchange for a piece of bread, they had to, you know, give something up. And Fern was asked to go over there and investigate these charges, and she went. And I think she went where her heart took her.
She grew up in Oklahoma. Tell us a little bit about her background.
What I know is that she was one of four children. I'm not sure what happened with the father, but he wasn't in the picture at a very early age. And her brothers and her sister dubbed her the bulldog. She was there to protect her mom. She told me on several occasions that her mother was her hero, her absolute hero. This is a woman who was not, I don't know how educated, but not, she wasn't a professional. She worked three jobs to support four children. She protected her mom all the way through the end. Her mother died maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and Fern took off some time from law school to be with her sister Vi to hold her mom's hand for about a year. And, you know, I think the fact that her mom is no longer here also allowed her to go and do the things that she needed to do. It allowed her to go off into these scary places to save the world.
And she was very aware of the danger in Iraq. She wrote to another colleague shortly before she died, "If I die, know that I'm doing precisely what I want to be doing."
Yeah, I mean, I think she had to go, and I think that her heart was in the right place, and she would do selflessly whatever she needed to do in order to help people who needed her. And I actually witnessed it firsthand when we were in Cleveland on a case together. We were walking back from the courthouse to our hotel, and there was a fight in the street. There were maybe 5 or 6 teenage boys. Fern was a little itty-bitty thing, like 5'2", strong, you know, solid, but tiny. And these 5 or 6 teenage boys were more than picking on a teenage girl. I mean, it was physical. And Fern just changed into this Wonder Woman. She dropped her briefcase, she handed me her cell phone, she handed me her purse, and she ran into the middle of this fight. It was like 20 feet away, and she was pulling this boy, who was twice as big as her, off of this girl, saying, "Stop it, knock it off." And she stopped the fight. When it was over, she came back, you know, to where I was in shock, you know, with scaredy cat written all over my face. And I asked her, I said, "Do you have a death wish? I mean, why would you do that?" And she said, "No, I don't. But that woman needed my help."
Well, she sounds like a very inspirational person.
Well, she was, and I think she will be sorely, sorely missed.
Molly Elkin worked with Fern Holland, who was killed last week in Iraq while working on women's rights for the Coalition Provisional Authority. Thanks very much for coming in today, Molly.
Thank you.